Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this as well as your own altar, first thing daily. Then go to or join us on our daily Turning Point Prayer Hub, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time, via our YouTube, Facebook, and the other platforms, all at the Real Femi Emmanuel. If you have subscribed to our YouTube or Facebook, then listen to our radio podcast daily. It is uploaded into our YouTube and Facebook portals 12 midnight daily. Enjoy the three ministrations. One, these audio ministrations on your phone, the prayer hub on YouTube and Facebook, then the radio podcast. If you are consistent enough, oh, there will be total transformation of your life. TPGF and listeners in other climes with time differentials. If you can wake up and join us real life, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time, oh, that would be good and excellent. But if you cannot, then whenever you wake up in your country or where you are, listen to this audio ministration first, then go for the prayer hub for the daily ministration, then the radio, uploaded on the YouTube and Facebook, as I've explained. Welcome also to Sunday, day 22 in March, as usual. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. Sunday is not an ordinary day, especially for believers. Jesus Christ resurrected on a Sunday. Matthew 28 verse 1 says, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, Saturday is Sabbath. So he arose on a Sunday. Sunday is also the first day in the new week. Early Christians gather on Sunday to worship. Since that time, Sunday became the worship service day. I connect to the covenant power of Sunday to pray. May the resurrection power of Jesus Christ back you up this day. This is the first day in the new week. May every day this week deliver blessings, grace, and unusual favor to your life. If you are going to your church today, pray and say, God, send my word through your servant that will preach the message today. Listen to the sermon, do some jottings and note-taking. God will speak to you on a particular situation of your life. Who is this? You have an issue with a fellow church member. Whenever you see him or her, something turns negatively inside of you. There is bitterness or a little anger. You turn your eyes away or off quickly. There is someone you always try to avoid in church because of certain issues between you in the past. After service today, walk up to that person and make peace, even if it's your pastor or his wife, your HOD, a fellow worker or a family member. Remove ego. Don't allow pride. Ask God for grace. Please settle. Otherwise, your prayer will be hindered. May you receive grace to obey. I speak as I receive from the Holy Spirit. March 22 celebrant, your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will celebrate this day yearly in peace, in joy, good health, and abundance. Happy birthday. Listeners, this is day 14, 2 weeks of testimony sharing. Testimonies are still pouring in. But according to our practice, we will peg it here today and start the 21 days teaching, insightful practical teachings, using questions and situations of life that members will be sending in. Please send yours, or you send the one you sent before we have not treated. It is first received, first treated. But we make it as short as possible. First testimony today. Be connected to this testimony. My name is, we don't mention names on air, from Iceland. Please share my testimony. I want to bless the name of the Lord of this commission for what he did for me. I was trusting God for the release of residence permit for my mom. It was looking so impossible, but I did not give up. I sold a battle seat to this commission on Friday, the 13th of February, 2025, and prayed about the issue. I told God, if he does it for me, I will come back and testify. To the glory of God, the permit was released on Monday, the 16th of February. May the name of the Lord be praised forever. Wow! More testimonies will come for you. My siblings, I like that. And Daddy, after I sent messages of 5K, being sent surprisingly to me yesterday were 100K and 50K. They were sent for my foodstuff and crucial things. I really appreciate God of TPGF. It's just like a dream. Ah, thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Daddy. God is really working here. My tithe, 10K, has been paid. Please, Daddy, help me to pray that this money doesn't finish in my account and the yoke of poverty and hunger be destroyed. My salary should be paid, business platform, marriage, career, and all areas of my life should be sorted gloriously. They shall be sorted. Consider it done. Another testifier. Good day, my TPJ family. I am here to return all glory to God that answers by fire on this altar. Our daughter, who is over 40 years old, is now married to her God-ordained spouse. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Daddy. Wow. Thank God for that testimony. She will do well and be happy in marriage. Somebody said, I want to sincerely thank God for his faithfulness to me and my family. Firstly, God saved my son and other members of the family from gas fire that happened in the kitchen after payment of 7,000 naira for protection of our lives and other TPJ members who are unable to pay. Secondly, I have been receiving gifts in cash, thousands of naira, assorted materials and foodstuff, 4 bags of 50 kg rice, 50 kg sugar and yam, and still counting after blessing 10 persons, mainly 5 up and 5 down, though mine was more than what Daddy asked us to do. Thirdly, the anointing of lost and found on this commission helped me to find our misplaced house document. Thank you, Jesus. Daddy, the oil of God on your life will not run dry. Wow. More will come for you. Somebody said, glory be to God. I thank God, the Almighty, for the safe delivery of my daughter-in-law of bouncing baby boy on the 10th of March. Wow. Bouncing baby boy. We love you. Congratulations. Almighty God has been so faithful to me since I joined this great commission. I was delivered from the spirit of masturbation that I have been battling with for the past 40 years. I was delivered from loans, blessed with a good apartment. The blessed currency works wonders in my financial life. I enjoy increase every day. I pray with it before going to work. I enjoy financial favors. My lovely Daddy, may the oil of God on your life never run dry. These things are working. Everybody be engaging in it. They may look childish, they may look simple, but they are faith-provoking and they deliver wonderfully. I want to testify to the goodness of God. God started early with me. He gave me a government job on the 6th of January after a long time of waiting. Praise the Lord with me. Daddy, please pray for me that God should help me through. Grant me speed. Give me double for all my delays and open more doors of opportunities for me this year. In Jesus' name. More anointing, sir. Consider it done. Another person. Good morning, Daddy. I come to return all glory to God for taking my professionalism to another level. I was confirmed a corporate member of the Nigerian Society of Engineers. Having done my exams and interview and report, I thank God for helping me throughout the rigorous process. Wow, rigorous process. God help you through. Another testifier. I want to testify about the goodness of God in my life and family. Last Christmas, after giving gift to people, as directed by Daddy, I received 50,000 on 28 December, 30,000 on 30 December, on 1st January, $100, another $100, January 10. God preserve our lives all through Christmas and journey mercies back to base. May God's name be prayed forever. More will be coming for you. Another person. I was very buoyant financially for some time now, but right on the prayer mountain on the 19th of March, just before the second service was over, I got a miraculous alert. Immediately, I transferred the tithe to the assets account of the commission. My menstruation, that used to be very painful and heavy, came this week with ease. I am very grateful to you, Jesus. Yes, to you, Jesus. Another person. I want to thank God for mercy upon my life and that of my family. Also thanking him for the faithfulness throughout year 2025. I'm also thanking God for blessing the work of my hand and businesses. Sir, from different parts of Nigeria, customers come to buy gadgets from me now and even trusting me with their money to supply phones. Daddy, I really can't believe this. I just want to say, God, thank you for taking my business global. I am very grateful. Thank you, Lord, in the name of these are wonderful. Testimonies is like, we should just continue with testimony. You will be the next, in Jesus' name. Rebroadcast this as usual. Join us online or real life in any of our two Sunday services today via YouTube and Facebook, 7 to 9 a.m. and 9 to 11 a.m. Do so. All from the Valley, the story of my life, my autobiography book, has been out of stock for a while. Now it's been reprinted. Many people have been waiting for it. Get your own copy. Send an SMS or chat with our book officer, Bookie, on +234 805 6434 758. Get your own copy. Sunday is a good day to transfer your tithe, personal and corporate tithing, your battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the 333 seed we are sowing this third month. Then the 5K, connecting your business outfit to expansion and increase. Oh, God led us into it, and it's working wonderfully. You can listen to testimonies. If you do what others do, you will get what they are getting. It's the same God, the same anointing. The difference is obedience and sacrifice. Be a sacrificial person. Be obedient to all instruction God daily gives us here. I pray for everyone, divine grace, divine backing, the power, the strange anointing, and the unction, and the mystery behind TPGF, behind Living Spring, behind me, his humble servant, is also working in your life. It will work more. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and you are fulfilled. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. I love you. Bye.